Everybody, Rod Sloan here with an end of day review of day one of the second Ashes test at Lord's. So it's great to see so many people at Lord's today, and I'm pleased that with the weather we got a full day's play. So that's first of all. And it was great to see so many Australians paying so much money to go and watch England bat all day. I really enjoyed that very much, seeing all those guys draped in yellow. Do they call it gold? Much more like yellow to me. Very fetching on a grown man too, I feel. So what can we say about today? Well, well done, Strousey. You know, any time your captain gets a turn, gets 150, and that's his highest test score at Lord's, that's got to be good, hasn't it? And Alistair Cook, unfortunate to get out for 95. But what can we say about the rest? The middle order failed again. They collapsed. I'm worried about Bopara. Has he really got the mettle to face test-matched cricket? You know, so many good English batsmen before weren't quite good enough. Good enough technically, not good enough in the heart, not good enough between the ears. So is he tough enough? I think he's going to need to spend some time with Graham Gooch to get sorted out there again. Matt Prior, oh, shocking performance. And we seem to be getting out exactly the same way. There was some analysis at the end of the day I saw on Sky there. Yes, I got some Sky where it's showing how England players kept on getting out the same way. Bopara, Prior and Flintoff. So that's worrying. So what is a good score on this wicket? Who knows? I think, as Ian Chappell has said, until both teams have batted, we won't know what is a good score. But certainly England need to push on. Now, I thought it was intriguing that by far, when I was watching it this morning, you know, Strauss was not the most fluent, but he scored the most runs. He got his head down. He tried to eliminate mistakes. He got on with it. He batted sensibly. He batted like an old-time professional. So here's my challenge, England. You need to play on and play well. And then the key is how well they're going to bowl. Now, we can't bowl any worse than Australians. I don't know what people are saying. I think this Australian bowling lineup is not very good compared to what we've seen in the past. In fact, here, I'm going to say it. This is the worst bowling I've seen, bowling makeup I've ever seen from Australians. It's their weakest bowling attack I have ever seen. And that goes back to the times when all they had was Merv the Swerve. Remember what a joke he was when he first started. So I think it's a very ordinary, very poor bowling setup. I'm sorry, Doug Jenner, if that makes you choke on your English bitter, but I think it is. So, you know, England should be scoring 450, 500 against these guys easily. And let's take it from there. And let's try and put some pressure on them with some proper, decent bowling. Let's play like professionals. Let's not be so gung-ho about it. Come on, England. I'm confident you can do well. Looking forward to day two. Boo. Boo.